Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "I am the Good Shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know mine and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice. And there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have the power to lay it down and the power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I doubt there is one of us gathered here this morning that if we had the opportunity to be God for a day, we would do what our God did for us. If I were God for a day, the Lions would win the Super Bowl. There would be a cure for male pattern baldness. And there would be no such thing as coronavirus. But what did our God do? Our God looked upon creation and loved us so much that through the presence of his only begotten Son, came into the world, humbled himself of godliness, and became like us. Pope Francis, when he first began his pontificate, talked about the need for his clergy, and in turn, the entire church, to take on the smell of the sheep. And what he meant by that was very traditional and scriptural. Jesus used as an image for himself that of the good shepherd. And in the culture of the time, and in fact, even today in the Middle East, the culture of the Bedouins, the shepherd people, live and move with their flocks. They take on the smell of the sheep. And Jesus reminds us that because he is the good shepherd, he lays down his life for us. He took godliness and brought it to humanity, not to be stuck in human brokenness, but to take human brokenness and raise it to godliness, to offer us eternal life. And the only thing that's asked of us, the only thing, is that we take that totally selfless gift of God's love and offer that back to the world. Now, just because it's only doesn't mean it's easy. But that's the only thing that's asked of us. That we are willing to enter into humanity to bring the grace and the good news of God's love to everybody we meet. And sometimes, in fact, I would argue just about all of the time, that requires us to be countercultural. It means that we have to be a forgiving people when the world likes to hold on to grudges. It means we need to be a generous people when society often tells us we need to hoard more for ourselves. It means that we are a loving and understanding and compassionate people when the world tends to like to create divisions among peoples and see the other as somehow less or even evil. And it's all because God came into the world and took on our smell, became like us, to lift us to himself. The Easter season is the perfect time to remember that reality, that unbelievable gift of God's selfless love, and maybe learn to share a little bit more of ourselves with one another.